Well, Aaron, this is neat. We get to visit with a legendary Cardinals broadcaster, John Rooney. How cool, huh?
Yeah, this is such a treat.
Yeah. John, how long have you been with the Birds now, right?
It's too early in the morning to get up. I'm not a morning person. Yeah. I don't really like this.
You're a trooper for doing it.
Those night games run long, but it's good to be with you.
Yeah.
And I'm to the point where I tell people I'm so old that when we get to 6:30, it's time to watch the wheel. that's how long I've been around. But this is my 18th year with the Cardinals,
wow.
And I had 18 with the White Sox,
yeah.
1 year with Minnesota. They all three won world championships while I was there, and had 3 years with the Bulls. And my last year with the Bulls, they won their first championship. So been lucky to be around a lot of winning programs, and the Cardinals, by far, the best winning program I've dealt with.
Radio and broadcasting in general, I know, is in all of our blood. And I've always asked this about, especially play-by-play guys and radio guys, broadcasting sports guys. How did you get into radio originally? Like, what was your first radio gig?
It was in Lexington, Missouri. I was 16 and walked in the boss's office and told Ray Beckwith, I'm going to do sports for you. And
you told him.
He almost swallowed his cigar and fell out of his chair. And when he picked himself up, he said, there's a studio right there. Go get some wire copy. Do a 5-minute sports cast. Record that. If it's any good, I'll put it on the air. And that was at about 1 in the afternoon. And about 10 minutes after 5, I produced the sports cast tape. And,
holy cow.
And they played it that day. And that was on the 21st of August in 1971. And I've only been out of work about 4 days since then. So I've been very fortunate.
What did it feel like when you heard that on the air?
Oh, that's not me. It sounded like Mickey Mouse. You know, KLEX Sports. And that's about what it was like when I was 16. And to hear myself on a recording wasn't quite right, but I thought, well, if I'm going to do this, I better get used to it. And still, I'm not sure that's me when I'm talking now on a recording. But after all these years, to be able to do baseball games and really look at it, the ballpark is our office. The courtside area where we broadcast or do a telecast from, that's the office. And how lucky is it to be able to go to the arena or to the stadium or to the football field, and whether it's a high school game or whether it's a college game, and prepare for that and learn about the players. And really, this is all about people. It's all about people. And Vin Scully retired from the Dodgers.
Yeah,
and I called Vin when Red Schoendienst died, because I have a great picture on my phone of Red and with Vin Scully the last time Vin was in St. Louis for a playoff game, and Red used to sit in our booth. And I asked Vin, after I told him Red had passed on, I said, do you miss it? He said, oh, I don't miss the baseball, but I do miss the people, and that's what this is about. And over the last few years where we haven't been able to get out because of the COVID, and then the lockout got us a late start last year, but to be able to go back to the ballpark and to see the fans coming in, hear the roar of the crowd, and be able to see the other broadcasters and talk with the fans and go to other cities and talk baseball with them, and then do the games and hang out at the park, what a great life it is, and I'm so blessed.
The Cardinals have been such a legendary franchise over the years, and you've been a big part of this. I won't ask you to name them all, but what would you say are, say, the top two moments that you have spent with the Cardinals that you got to broadcast, you got to witness? What would you say stands out to you?
Well, it may be the first game that I did in Philadelphia in 2006 in the regular season. I had gone to dinner at Bookbinders the night before in Philadelphia.
Very famous, yeah.
And I was with Tony La Russa and with Larry Walker, a Hall of Famer, Barry Weinberg, our athletic trainer, C.J. Cherry, our traveling secretary, and Mike Shannon and I were at dinner and always got a great meal. You always have a great meal at Bookbinders, or used to anyway. And then Tony told the waiter, $100 in it for you if we score 5 in the first. They scored 5 in the first, and
wow.
Tony went back to dinner the next night and paid off.
How about that?
But that first game, being around that, and I remember doing my lineup card for that game, and I'm hearing this voice singing America the Beautiful, and I'm thinking, who's doing the bad Art Garfunkel impersonation? It was Art Garfunkel.
Oh, how about
he had
that?
A cold.
Wow. Okay. Moments on the field, the ones that you broadcast, what would you say? Number one moment, if you can.
Well, calling an Albert Pujols home run in the World Series that year in Detroit in Game 1. The way my father loved the Cardinals, the first names I ever heard related to baseball were Terry Moore, Stan Musial. He loved Bob Gibson, Bill White. And to be able to call a home run, and my dad, he passed away after doing stats for me after Missouri beat K-State in the Big 8 postseason tournament back in 1977-78 to go to the NCAA tournament with a losing record. Right. He passed on the next day, had a heart attack the next morning. And we used to sit in the car and listen to Cardinal games because it was hard to pull KMOX in outside of Kansas City until the signal fully changed, and we didn't get KFEQ out of St. Joe very well. So we'd listen on the car radio and listen to Cardinal games, and that's how I got my berth with baseball, was listening to Harry and Jack doing the games, and then they won it all in 64, the first year I really became interested in baseball.
You know, everybody in this room is just now focused on everything that you're saying. That's what a great storyteller you are. I don't think you realize that.
Well, none of it's true. That's the other side of it. Not a word of it. I've been caught.
Mike Shannon has been gone for a couple of years now on the air. How did the broadcast change without him? Did you have to make any changes because of that?
I haven't changed anything, and I've always done the game the way I prepare. Mike did the game the way he prepared, and he did most of his preparation by talking to people, by being down on the field and picking up a nugget here or there, and then just his experience. He could tell you what was going to happen before it happened in many cases. I remember we had a bases-loaded situation, and I called a grand slam, and Mike said, that was a good call, but were you ready for the triple play if there happened to be a line drive to third because those guys were moving? And I said, not really. Didn't think about that. But Mike was looking ahead, and he had his moments in the early days where Jack Buck and Bob Starr and others helped him along, and Mike has always been very helpful. He was a great teammate all those years, and we all pulled together, and we were able to get Mike a good send-off in his last couple of years, and I'm glad it worked out that way. But Mike is being honored by the baseball writers for the Nostalgia Award to honor his career. So very well deserved, and I can't think of a guy who sold more beer or more tickets than Mike Shannon.
John Rooney, you are an example of why baseball is still, in my opinion, still best listen to on the radio. You're a pleasure to listen to, and I say thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me on, but please do not call me this early ever again. Great to be with you. Thanks for everything you guys do. Your station, the stations on the Cardinal Network, we can't live without them, because getting the word out, getting all those people down to St. Louis, and so many out of 3.2 to 3.5 million fans come from Central Missouri, and they come because they follow it day to day on your stations, and that's very, very big.
Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Always great to be with the cat.